Writing is something that has lasted through the generations, something that inspires people. Writing and the identity of the writer are no doubt closely connected. Writing is not only an extension of the person, but a reflection. Writing can be completely different from one's life experiences, but still be connected to their identity. The artist's work may be impossible to separate from the author themselves and their point of view. If an author were to make something that's the opposite from everything they believe in, it would still be connected to their identity. It is nearly impossible to separate. You can't separate an artist's horrible actions from their body of work. Listen to my friend Noah talk about how writing connects to his identity.
So would you say your writing is more of an extension of your life or a reflection of it? Like, almost as if a parody?
I wouldn't say it's a parody in that, like, yes, a lot of what I write is exaggerated form of experiences that I've had in my life, but it's not a parody in that, like, it's so far gone that it's not relatable anymore. The fact is that I've experienced a lot of things, but I've experienced them in small quantities, for which I'm very grateful, but, writing requires me to venture out of my comfort zone, to, you know, learn about them, and then go ask people who have experienced these things in, larger quantities that I have, so I can write truthfully, I can write relatably, and most importantly, I can write, accurately.
Now, as you just heard him describe how it connects to his identity, you'll be surprised to know what his actual stories are about. They're surprisingly not related to his life events in a direct way.
And you're a writer, you would say?
Yes, I am indeed a writer.
What do you write primarily?
Primarily, I write a novel that I've been working on for almost 2 years. As of late, I've been working on a screenplay and another script for a commercial-esque video that my school wants to do.
And what are those things about?
My novel, I wish it could be explained in a few sentences only. The only reason it can't is because it takes place in a different world, and it requires much explaining. But it centralizes, theme-wise, it centralizes on societal misogyny, oppression, and the methods in which oppression is combated. The movie is drug culture, what causes a person to be engulfed in drug culture or even to enter it, what it does to a person, what it does to that person's family, friends, and then how it's possible to, like, take down a society or even a neighborhood run by that culture.
That's really interesting. So those are all very different from your life experiences?
The drug culture one is not so far gone, just because I'm a teenager living in Philadelphia, going to school in Center City, Philadelphia. I'm not a member, per se, of that culture, but the environments with which I'm familiar with are not strangers to that environment. I'm writing off of, well, mainly experiences, seeing what it does to people, how, I guess, the business part of drug culture happens. These are all things I know merely by observance. The book, not my experiences, but because a lot of my characters are based off of real people. So these are all, well, a large majority are stories that have been told to me.
His writing is a clear separation between himself and his work, but they are still heavily connected, drawing heavily on the themes and experience of the past and wrapping them up in a different package. He writes a lot based on his life, so nonfiction seems to be the clear option. Let's see his thoughts on the topic.
So would you ever consider since you're so involved with writing stories and storytelling, would you ever consider writing a nonfiction sort of memoir thing instead of a fictional dystopian thing like you have right now?
I've written, I mean, for school, I've written, I had to write a speech for my creative writing class, which was all about my journey through mental illness I faced a few years ago, which was much different as a writing experience, just because it was all, like, I didn't have to make anything up, which is very much just storytelling, to me, anyway, just with a few fancy words and paragraph format, which is fine, but it's not my forte. I mean, I enjoy it very, very much. It's helpful in that it gets stuff off your mind. You can just, like, it's, especially when you're doing something in that vein, it's just a stream of consciousness. It's just you and your story, and you don't have to make anything up. It's just what happened to you, why did it happen, how did it happen. That's really it for nonfiction. It's fun, but I would never do it over what I'm currently doing.
Now, it is interesting, someone that writes so heavily based on life experiences chooses not to write nonfiction and focuses primarily on fiction. Let's see how he tries to write characters to feel more alive and as if they're real people.
So, do you ever find it hard to relate more science fiction struggles when you're writing, or like more out there concepts to what your experiences in your life?
No, actually. One thing that I did want to do with this book that I wanted to do only because I think, not that I'm one of the first, but I'm one of the few to do something like it, is, you know, because a lot of science fiction is based off of just the whole new world. Like, the problems are not that relatable, just because it's a new environment, it's an unfamiliar environment that you can't relate your life to. What I'm doing with my novel, primarily, is I'm making the characters real people, in that they have real problems outside of this unfamiliar world. So, it's difficult to relate the outside world problems, but that's why I've chosen not to make those the only problems within the novel.
It'd be impossible to separate an artist from their real-life experiences and who they are as a person. And how an author or an artist chooses to incorporate their identity into their work is very interesting to see. Listen to my friend Noah talk about how writing connects to his identity.
So do you say, so when you're writing, do you think it comes first based on your experiences, or do you think something else comes first when you're writing?
Something else comes first. Aside from writing, in my past, I've done many different things that just involve storytelling. I've done, like, I've performed stand-up comedy twice. I've, you know, I just tell stories for fun, just because I have an amount of them. And the fact is, what has to come first for anything in that vein is there has to be a story that can be followed. With my experiences, it's just, you know, things that happen in coalition, but it's not quite a story in that it's not over yet. There has to be a problem, a resolution, and that, and it's finite, the amount of which I'm writing about. So I have to figure out what I'm writing and how I'm going to write it. So I guess that I am drawing from my experiences to tell a story, but it's not my goal to put my experiences directly into the book. They're very inspired by them, but it can't be them simply in that, you know, they're surreal. They're to me, and I can't recreate them in, like, a different way.